Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the first ever mission to find out what's living on the Titanic. But first, it looks like Elon Musk's startup Neuralink is preparing for the first ever human trials of its brain-computer interface technology. A job posting for a clinical trial director shows that the neurotech firm is getting ready to take its brain chip research to the next stage. Neuralink has already conducted trials on pigs and monkeys, including a successful experiment involving a 9-year-old macaque, capable of playing video games using only its mind. Early human trials are due to take place in 2022, and are likely to involve people with paralysis using the interface to gain direct neutral control of a computer cursor. Now, the first ever mission of its kind to study the marine ecosystem of the Titanic wreck site has been announced. We spoke to Dr. Steve Ross, the chief scientist of the 2022 Titanic survey expedition.
The submersible technology is new. It's the only 5-person submersible capable of carrying 5 people to these kinds of extreme depths. So, and we're using very high definition video, and we're using laser scan technology to map the wreck.
The Titan submersive will take the mission specialist down to 3,800 meters, which is roughly a journey of 2 hours. The Titanic serves as a refuge for life forms like corals, squat lobsters, brittle stars, and rat-tail fish. But could the wreck itself use its own materials to help form new life?
You've got a massive deposit of iron and steel and a variety of other things delivered to the bottom. And as that material deteriorates, it adds components to the environment. There have been suggestions that it could be detrimental, and there have been suggestions that it could enhance the bottom. And that's something we're going to try to look at.
The mission will begin this summer.
Most of the deep sea is composed of soft sediments, and the hard habitats that are there, the deep sea coral reefs, rocky habitats, are quite important oases that often increase the biodiversity on the bottom. So the Titanic represents a potential island of biodiversity.
Now, Twitter has begun rolling out a feature that will let some users set NFTs that they own as their profile picture. The move makes the social media giant one of the best-known tech platforms so far to launch a feature for the NFT trend, although you do have to pay for a Twitter Blue subscription and be using an iOS device to take advantage of the feature. Twitter displays the NFT profile pictures as hexagons instead of the standard circles available to other users. By tapping on the pictures, you can see details about the art and its ownership. The world's first space-based film and entertainment studio is set to launch in 2 years' time. A company behind plans for Tom Cruise to shoot a movie in space revealed the plans. UK-based space entertainment enterprise, SEE, says the film and sports arena will be in a module which will dock at the International Space Centre by late 2024. Not only will it allow film producers to make movies while orbiting the Earth, but SEE predicts that it will also host sporting events and offer its facilities to other content creators. Now, it's being reported British Volt, a new electric car battery plant, has secured around £100 million in government funding. The firm is planning mass production of electric car batteries at its proposed factory in Northumberland. British Volt announced plans for the so-called Gigafactory 2 years ago, saying it would create 3,000 jobs. It's understood the government has committed around £100 million through its Automotive Transformation Fund. British Volt also announced backing from investors of around £1.7 billion in private funding. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, the Gran who could regain her sight thanks to a new bionic chip. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. An 88-year-old grandmother has become the first person in the UK to use a revolutionary bionic chip that could help her see again. The woman suffers from geographic atrophy, which causes a blind spot to develop in the middle of the eye. It's estimated that the condition affects more than 5 million people worldwide. She received the implant at Moorfields Eye Hospital as part of a Europe-wide clinical trial. In a statement, she said she hoped the implant would allow her to do the things she loved again. Next. A new study shows life expectancy is outpacing healthy working lifespan in England.
What we found was that healthy working life expectancy seems to have been extending in England, but gains are projected to slow to an average of 1 week per year for men and about 3 weeks per year for women between 2015 and 2035.
Marty Lynch from Keele University speaking there, who was part of the research team. They used data collected between 1996 and 2014 to project future trends in lifespan and healthy working life expectancy. And finally, a dog has been rescued from mudflats thanks to a sausage dangled from a drone. Millie, a three-year-old Jack Russell, went missing in reed beds near Emsworth, Hampshire, and was eventually spotted from the air in a dangerous area of the mudflats. Demi Drone Search and Rescue Group launched the sausage after 2 days of previous rescue efforts failed. Chris Taylor from the volunteer group described it as a genius idea. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.